And he appears.
Here he is.
No, signal didn't work this time.
Well, I mean, you're right here.
Yeah, but I came by to tell you that it didn't work. You. So, anyway.
I think you're lying.
Well, see you later. What's going on, Invasion?
Nothing much, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Another week.
Man, that's the truth.
Of broadcasting my ass off. Gosh.
I broadcast how awkward so this hard. Can get as long as it can happen. Yeah. Have you been to Nashville?
Ooh, good question. Didn't we take a muser trip up there once?
Well, there are no other musers.
It seems like there was a draft, and that's where we ran into the guy.
There was a draft?
The rumors of war guy. It seems like that was in Nashville.
Why would you go up for a draft?
Was the NFL having a draft up there once?
Yeah, but you guys didn't go up there.
Pick that Jerry was making that was real important, and so...
Was it glad?
We went up there.
What?
This is in my memory, so it's probably.
Are you thinking of
inaccurate?
Different city.
No, I mean,
maybe
I don't
Dallas.
Know. Was it a Super Bowl? Was there a Super Bowl in Nashville? Or
no,
something?
No, never been there.
Okay, well, what event happened in Nashville that I might have gone to?
That's
the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, I'm asking you.
No, it was a ticket trip.
Okay. I don't think there's been a ticket trip to Nashville.
Okay,
since I've been here, maybe before me. Which?
All right, maybe the P1s will help out on Twizzler.
Nashville.
It's just, I remember running into a guy who was drunk off his rear end, and we interviewed him, and we played it on the air, and he was the Rumors of War guy, and he was so drunk you could hardly understand what he was talking about, and he went into the Bible about how
there's wars, and then there's rumors of wars.
Was that St. Louis? For the Rangers when they made the World Series? Because we did go there.
Well, maybe so.
Yeah, it's probably that. Because the NFL draft was in Nashville 5 years ago.
And you guys didn't go.
No, yeah, this was 10 years ago.
Okay, it may have been St. Louis.
Okay. All right, well, what the hell do I know?
Well, that's in Missouri.
All right, call George right now. Can you call George on the phone?
Yeah, we can get him on the phone.
Okay. George will remember because he was with me.
Was there a big arch in the city that you were in?
And I stepped in a big bear trap with this dude.
It was, you know... They bragged about their barbecue like every city around.
I do remember that St. Louis trip because I remember texting with Joe Buck while we were there.
Oh, you dropped something, dude.
Telling him how overrated their barbecue was.
You dropped something.
What did I drop? A name?
Yeah, you did. Man.
Joe Buck, maybe?
Yeah, I was texting with Joe Buck.
Yeah, my good buddy.
I don't think I've ever heard you even do that before. What's up with that?
Personal friend, Joe Buck.
People do that to you. If they say they will text Gordon Keith, I do that all the time. Like Gordon, I'm like, yeah, I know Gordon. You know, you're the name that everyone will ask about if you meet a P1 in the wild.
And really?
Probably one of the questions that they will ask, probably the one I get the most often is, hey, what are people like off the air, whatever. And you're probably number one on the list. You know, are you the exact same
That's
way
so
off
weird.
The air like you are on
yeah,
the air?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I'll go, oh, yeah. The exact same, but my eyes kind of like that also.
Everybody wants to know.
They do.
The RV Oswald.
Like
that's
you're
ridiculous.
The most intriguing person at
that's
this sinking radio
true,
station.
But thank you.
It is true.
Thank you.
Are you pretty proud
Did
of that?
Did you get a hold of George?
Oh, he said he was busy.
So you
didn't
got a hold
call
of
him?
Amazing.
Call George and find out.
We it had to have been St. Louis. Come that on. Makes a lot of sense.
Do I even have
was
George's
there a river
number?
In
I don't
the
think
city?
I have George's number here. He's never given it to me.
I've been to St. Louis.
Talking to you, Gordon.
And that's the only time I've been. And I know it was a very interesting.
Are this you? Is very low tech.
He may say something if he sees your name on it.
Live coverage.
Yeah, we're calling George live.
When George last time called George.
His phone butt into my cell phone up to the mic. Hey, George, don't cuss. We're on the air.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I have a question for you. So I remember Donnie asked me if I'd been to Nashville, and for some reason in my mind I was thinking, you know, I think we did a muser trip to Nashville, and we ran into Rumors of War guy, and we were up there covering a draft for the Cowboys.
No, we were up there for the Dallas-Fort Worth area getting Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah, I knew it was Jerry related. Yes, yeah, something about Jerry, Nashville. And it was when they were announcing that the Super Bowl was going to go to the Dallas.
Correct. Yes,
and it was Nashville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right.
So I was close. I just had it that it was the NFL draft that we were covering because it was something with Jerry making a big pick.
I think Donnie was at that draft.
Yeah, 5 years ago. Okay. Yeah. Hey, did we go to Grand Ole Opry or anything like that?
I think I took y'all to Tootsie's.
Is that a strip club?
The bar right behind the Ryman. And I think we went over and looked at it, but I don't think anyone was playing there that night.
Yeah, didn't we walk in the Ryman? We walked in the Ryman because we saw those nudie suits upstairs.
Okay, maybe we did.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Are you saying Ryman?
All right, thank you for your sports.
Yeah, the Ryman, the original Grand Ole Opry place. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for your sports.
Don't look at me like that, Travis.
Okay, thank you.
I'm gonna.
Okay, bye. Yeah, we busted it over to the Ryman.
Okay.
What?
You busted in?
What? Why is everyone reacting?
Just kind of stand on the line and look over. You just don't cannonball into the Grand Canyon.
Was Dustin Hoffman at Tootsie's?
So you went there.
Oh, that was bad.
You went there.
I did, yes.
And you gave it thumbs down.
No, I didn't give it a thumbs down at all. I wish I had more hands.
You said you went to Grand Ole Opry and you left.
So I can give the Grand Ole Opry four thumbs up.
Whatever.
Thumbs down.
You hated it.
It was great. No,
why'd you leave before the headliner?
Because that's a lot of country music.
I don't think that's true.
Like sometimes
they said the room was getting a little too light.
It's like a gas tank. You put the nozzle in, you fill it up, and once it gets full, it stops, and you can't put any more gas in. That's the limit of country music that I had at that particular moment.
You've been known to leave events early. I'm not surprised.
What are you saying?
I'm an event leaver, too.
Didn't you leave a no-hitter early or something?
I did not, sir.
Or a World Series game or something.
Yeah, he did.
I did not leave the World Series game early.
You left
until the
one Ranger
hour.
Game you and I have gone to. You left early, and I had to sit by myself.
It wasn't a no hitter.
And watch the end of the game.
I beat traffic.
People were looking at me like, "Sir, are you okay?" I was like, "Well, my friend left me."
Isn't it a really good accomplishment if you can enjoy the game and then leave out before having to get stuck in traffic?
Yes, absolutely.
I think I'm
with Donnie on this.
I'm at that age right now to where
they'll cover the end of the game on TV. If you need to go back and watch it, you can.
Gordon stayed for extra innings.
I did. I went to a Ranger game recently and stayed for extra innings.
It's like the eighth inning.
Still early. They play nine.
It wasn't the eighth inning baseball league that
they didn't get run down.
Little league.
I thought they shortened it to eight innings.
I did too. That's why I left. I thought the game was over.
They threw in a pitch clock and shortened and cut off an inning.
No, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
I remember being there and Garcia looked up because he had seen Donnie earlier in the game and had nodded at him. And then he turned around at the end and just like shrugged his shoulders. Like, I don't know what to tell you, man.
And that's where his slump started, actually.
No more Garcia Parra, whatever.
A year and a half ago?
Yes. Yeah. Mia Hamm's husband?
Is he really married to Mia Hamm?
He was. I don't know if they're still together.
Can I stick my tongue down
Marriages
your throat?
Don't last anymore now, Gordon. Sometimes. Don't you
Which
know that?
Which one was, there was the roast beef. Who was the roast beef?
Whoa. Hang on.
The chick that Justin saw?
That was Hope Solo.
Okay.
Or no, that was Lando. Lando saw the roast beef.
He should be penalized for knowing what I was talking about.
Oh, I knew exactly what you were talking about. It is. You guys are so warped.
What? Hey, I never showed you those pictures I meant to
of what?
Find for you.
Of Arby's?
I've seen them before. No.
Don't use the brand name.
The race.
About roast beef.
Just say that.
The race faker. Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, yeah. You did threaten to send me those.
Yeah, I did. I threatened pretty hard to send you those. And,
What are they pictures of?
Do you remember the name Rachel Dolezal?
Yeah, she.
So she started an OnlyFans and everything. And
okay.
And I'm just saying.
What's she do on there?
You're saying what? It's radio. You have to express your thoughts.
It's not that bad.
Well, what's she doing?
Showing you places that God made.
I'm also a fan.
Like Hawaii? Paradise?
Has it ever been described that way? If I describe that way tonight, do you think that will enhance my chances of getting lucky?
I'd like to see your place that God made.
Would that creep a girl out if you said
yes.
that to her?
If I said it would.
Yeah.
It's according to how you say it and under what circumstance. What are you doing?
Like you're dating a girl and you haven't
nice
gone there
glass
yet.
Glass of wine or something? Mm-hmm. And then you feel like this may be the time.
This may be the time, and that's the way you word it.
That's how you say it.
Will you show me the place on you that God made? That little...
Okay.
And then it's
patch of heaven.
And St. Peter just standing there at the gates.
The pearly gates.
Are you going to get control of this segment?
You know, no, I'm having fun.
Y'all know what I'm saying? Or no?
Yeah, I get it.
Having a little fun here.
There's a line, and they're just like tiptoeing right in front of it. You know what I mean?
Right in front of the gates.
Wait, we're talking about Nashville.
Right. But what if it's the
back
ear?
To Nashville.
Have you been to Nashville?
That was quick.
That was very quick.
Well, turn around there. Quick drop turnaround.
Come on, tip sheet. What are you doing? I don't even know where I was going with that conversation. I have no clue.
I want anytime you guys have a guest on the phone, you fire off that drop.
Have you been to Nashville?
All right. Joe Trahan coming up
right
12:30.
In the middle of a big we'll important discussion. Donnie just is curious if someone's been to Nashville.
Why is my voice so high?
Have you been to Nashville?
You been to Nashville? You been to Nashville?
I like this new Donovan character.
The weather's crazy around here, y'all.
See, it's that one.
Play it. It's a high voice.
Have you been to Nashville?
Nashville.
No, shut up.
That's good.
I'm going to use some bass in my voice the whole time now.
Speaking of bass, do any of you guys
have
a car that is all tricked out with subwoofers and stuff?
No.
My I did add speakers to my very first Geo Prism, so it was kind of odd to, but right. I never played
like in the
it.
Trunk?
Didn't you drive the wheels off that car?
Oh, yeah.
That's that car you had forever?
About 275,000 miles.
That is impressive.
Holy
great.
Mackerel.
That is impressive.
And then the next car I had.
Wait, all those were your miles?
Bought it brand new. It had 3 miles on it when I bought
three miles?
Dang.
Didn't even drive. How's that a thing?
Yep.
I don't know that I've driven 275,000 miles in my life.
You have. Yes.
I tried to add it up once.
And I had a Sport Track, the Ford Sport Track that looked like a SUV in the front, truck in the back, like the truck mullet. And I drove that for 225.
Man.
Yeah.
So you're a million miler. Easy. I guess that's normal.
Driving a million miles?
Yeah, in a lifetime. Yeah. How many miles do you normally drive in a life?
You know, I think I average around 10,000 miles a year.
No way.
250.
10,000, that's it?
Yes.
No way.
Like you just don't go anywhere.
I guess not.
I drove 355 miles since last Tuesday.
Really?
Yes.
I drive a lot also. I probably average about 17, 18,000, maybe. And then sometimes it's just more. That's probably the low end.
I think I'm on pace for like 24,000.
In 1 year?
Yeah.
God.
But I got to drive out to Hazlitt half the time, get my son from his school way out there. So that doesn't help.
Those miles add up, man.
The in-laws live in the Little Rock area. My mom and dad live in frickin' Rockwall. That's a hike.
I got to cross the lake to get there.
Got to cross the lake, and I don't have a car that's also a boat, so you got to drive it.
What about an amphicar? Would you try one of those if you could?
Yes, it'd be way easier to get to Rockwall.
I would.
That's got to be the most unsafe car and unsafe boat at the same time.
But think about
it. Does wheels kind of turn up so you can float, but then you can still use the engine to go forward?
If there's ever a wreck on a bridge, you just immediately can get in the water and drive to the other side. You're
Someone
good to go.
Sent us a picture of the amphicar at White Rock Lake, like in the 50s, whenever those amphicars were running, 50s or 60s.
I think that there's
no one makes one anymore.
I'm going to say there's no doubt I'm a million miler. I'm trying to add them up in my head now.
Of course you are.
Well, you just said over 500,000 on two cars.
You've been driving for 35 years.
I didn't get my driver's license until I was 18. But yeah, it was. So I am 50. Yeah.
Yeah. So you figured it out.
So,
if 1 million divided by 35, that's 28,500 miles.
Yeah, he might not be there. He might not be there.
I'm math man.
Yeah.
Just trying to think of the number of cars, which is not a big amount, because I do drive them until they can't drive anymore.
Man, that seems like a lot. 28,000 a year is a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's over
but
2,000
I just can't get over having the car till 275,000 miles.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
And it never gave you any problems until it just was done?
I mean, you know, you have to maintain it,
sure.
And then there are some things that's going to happen. But
are you good about maintaining cars?
I try my best, yeah.
When I was young, I was not.
Oh, you're not young anymore.
I know.
I know.
You're but old. But I think now if you take care of a car, you can get. I think most modern cars, they will all get you at least 300,000 miles.
I don't know about that. That's a lot. I would say at least 150. Every single car out there, mm-hmm. if you maintain it properly, will get you 150. But people get bored and want to trade in and get newer cars and all that and style and
do you
profile.
Do all the like the transmission flush and
he
the brake
does none
like,
of
do you
it.
Do it?
Oh, guarantee you he
personally?
Does no, work I mean,
taking
himself.
It somewhere.
Oh yeah, if they tell me I need something done, I'll do it. I know it feels like you're getting ripped off, but I've never had a car
advice.
That I didn't drive for 150,000 miles. So take that.
I will.
You ever change your own oil, Matt?
No.
I did it once.
Didn't your dad
ever
make
again.
You do it or
oh,
something?
Yeah. He showed me like three different times.
Because your dad's kind of a gearhead, right?
He is.
He works on cars.
I said, Pop, could you show me again how to change the oil? And he did it. Hey, could you show me again? I can't quite get it. And I tried to see how long he could do it until he was like, I'm not doing it anymore. I was like, okay. All right. Put up the signal.
Yes. Yes. So the answer is yes. I've been to Nashville.
Yes, you have.
Gordon.
Everybody will do it in a Nashville twang. Gordon. Have you been to Nashville?
Gordon.
Is that a drop?
Gordon.
Have you been to Nashville?
Music. You've been to Nashville.
Before we get to the news, let's talk some college football and why they waited so long to do this. That's next here, Ticket.
That's good.
Have you been to Nashville?
That's good.